21. I've been on the air since 15. I know, I'm just a baby, a novice compared to your legendary
96.
Status.
96.
But I fell in love with Detroit Irish when I came out here for the first time. I said, you know what, I need to experience Detroit Irish. And it is amazing. Like you were just saying, the way you pull for each other, whether you're with the Fooies or the AOH, or any, look at the St. Andrews, the Scots are over there. Like, but it's just a bustling, hustling crowd of happiness and joy and love and peace and music and crack and the gab. And it's just amazing. So I feel so welcome when I come out here. I know Northeast, you can think of we're snobs and mouthy and everything else. But honest to God, we really aren't. Because it's just, my parents raised us to love our Irish heritage. Love the music, love the spirit, and nothing better than Irish music because it really does speak to the soul.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's universal. Everyone around Amen. The world loves the Irish music. Tell me, where is your ancestry
yeah,
from?
Yeah, mom was Roscommon and dad was Galway.
Oh, nice.
So when four grandparents came over, so I'm a true Irish American, I'm second generation, but the pride in the love of the two counties reigned supreme in the household. I never got to meet any grandfather. One went back to fight the struggle of freedom, so I never got to meet him. And the other one died so very young. And my two grandmothers, they instilled the pride of what it took growing up in an Irish household. So,
it's
whether you're in Detroit or in Boston or New York, I feel like we're all raised almost quite the same way, you know?
Absolutely.
Family first, and it comes with the roots.
That, and it's important to keep it and pass it on to the next generation.
Absolutely.
That's what you're doing, and that's
I'm
what
trying.
I attempt to do.
And you do that each and every week on your program.
Yeah. And you're getting to meet Sheila Maloney here.
I can't believe it, fellow letter carrier, and I love that. But again, just to bring it back full circle, it really is, you Detroit Irish are something else, and I preach it on the radio that somebody needs to step up in the Boston area to, and Sheila will test, we work 60 hours a week. I can't be the guy to put together festivals, but this is something that we need to have a blueprint of this brought back to Boston and bring it back to Boston, where when I was a kid, Kathleen, there was an Irish festival that was 3 days long, like Milwaukee, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. The biggest bands in the world would be found in Boston. And I'm talking like 1973, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Just really, I'd be a little boy and just seeing it. And this reminds me of it,
right.
Honestly. So.
Well, I was going to say, and this didn't start out at this wonderful festival ground. It started out in the church parking lot. So, you know, for your listeners back home, that's where they need to start. Start simple, make it small, and build it. Get the people behind you. And
now you're a lot bigger than Massachusetts. You have like 7 or 8 of these across your great state.
Oh, we do.
Michigan, like literally, right? Like 7 or 8 of these things.
Yeah.
So it is awesome.
Yeah.
And but I do want to say thank you very much for having me on, and it was quite a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Honestly, I see you on the socials, and I listen to you. Because now on Cave, we go straight through, right through.
Yeah.
So it goes from 10 right up till 3 o'clock. My station never changes.
Isn't
and I love
wonderful?
It.
Isn't that wonderful?
It's awesome.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
It truly is great. It's a pleasure to meet you. If you don't take away this microphone, I'm never going to give it away.
Well,
Jen will attest to that. So.
Well, we know how that is. That's why you do a show and I do a show. And Sheila
Makes
does
a million.
We all know how
so
to talk.
So keep up the good fight. Keep up the Irishness.
All right. Thank you so very much. With that, we will go back into some more music. This was such a fun to meet you and have you on the air. But Sheila just talked about, Kingfisher and giving away tickets. So what we're going to do is play The Fields of Athen Rye by Norman Payne, who used to come out to the Irish festivals in Detroit many, many, many years ago from Galway. And then we're going to have Keela, a song that went to the top of the charts in Ireland with the group Kingfisher. make sure you stop by or let us know that you're following Detroit Irish Radio, you like us, and you can be entered in a chance to get two tickets for the concert on July 29th.
I'll only prison wall. I heard a young girl calling, Micah, they are sending you away. For you stole Trevelyan's corn, that the young might see the morn. Now a prison ship lies waiting in the bay. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Oh, our love was on the wing. We had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. By a lonely prison wall, she heard a young man calling. Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. Against the famine and the crown, I rebelled, they ran me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Oh, our love was on the wing. We had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry.
Good for you, Alice.
By a lonely harbor wall, she watched the last star falling. As the prison ship sailed out against the sky, but she'll wait and hope and pray for her love in Botany Bay. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. Low-lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Oh, our love was on the wing. We had dreams and songs to sing.
Perfect.
It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. Oh, so lonely round the fields of Athenry.
Great stuff as always.
From the woods of Glenbower, to the river to soar.
Oh,
from the arms of my mother to the land ever pure. All I have to remember is the pride that I felt. Round the park in Canada, where the boys never knelt, they'd go raring and tearing and fighting for love, for the land they called Killa, and the Lord up above. Killa la 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 la, for the green and the white I adore, for the parish to last evermore. 95 came promotion high up on the wing, and no one up to senior. What a beautiful thing. In the darkest of hours, in the depths of despair, let the killer boys roar for to rattle the air. They'd go raring and tearing and fighting for love, for the land they called Killa, and the Lord up above. Killa la 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 la, for the green and the white I adore, for the parish to last evermore. Killa la 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 la. For the parish to last evermore. When my time's at an ending, when my days are no more, bury me with my hurley by the river Desaulles.
All right. Fun hearing from Johnny Costello. I could tell as soon as he walked up, never met him before, but when he said hello, I was like, I recognize that voice. But we have with us now one of our hometown heroes from the St. Patrick's Parade, and that is it Lieutenant?
Lieutenant, yep.
Lieutenant Mark Hunt. Welcome to the show. And
oh, yeah.
Not the first time we've had you a few times.
I love being on here. I always love your program. And Johnny's definitely high energy, but he's a fun guy to watch. So yeah.
I was going to say, and a great guy to listen to on the radio every Sunday.
I catch his show on vacation. At work, I have my earbud in on vacation. He's always on my radio. So is your show, Patrick's show, with Green Wave of the Cave. We catch it all.
We're very fortunate with that.
Definitely,
And now having them all in a row from 10 o'clock in the morning until 3 in the afternoon.
Patrick putting Amped on in between was a brilliant idea, because that dead hour with no Irish was like, come on.
it's fabulous.
Yeah.
So you're out here with Amy enjoying the festivities. Been here all weekend.
Yeah, we've been here all weekend. We've been volunteering at the whiskey tent, helping Dave and Aaron, and doing some whiskey pourings and tastings, and just having a good time catching all the bands. Like, everybody's been amazing, from Mabe to Allie to Enda and Black Murray, all the local bands. Looking forward to Creelers tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Just speaking of the parade, it was a great honor to be in the parade. It was pretty amazing to have my own float and everybody waving it at me. And
I know.
People still recognize, like, I knew some people before, but now, I used to come to this festival, I could walk around and, like, do what I want. Now I can't walk more than, like, 10, 15 feet, you know, without knowing anybody, you know. It takes you a half hour to go to the bathroom because you stop and talk to somebody. So it's not a bad problem to have, really.
Yeah, one of the side effects of having to.
That's right. All that fame, you know.
But you know what? You've done a super job being out there as part of a hometown hero.
Yeah.
You've also been a good representative.
Yeah. Always got to love promote our Irish culture. You know, if you don't promote it, it's going to disappear, you know. So you got to get it out to the younger generations, you know. Not that I'm a younger guy, but, you know.
Oh, you're younger.
I'm still younger than a lot of the regular Irish folks, so, you know.
Yeah, you're younger. That's all right. But
I'm going to be a retiree next year, though, so, you know.
Yeah. Well, continue what you're doing and having the great sense of humor. And just being so pleasant with everyone.
Thank you. Yeah.
Stay safe and well.
Well done. You keep up the great job on your show, too.
Okay. Let me get a picture and then
sounds great.
As we do that, I don't have the list that are in poor health, but we do wish them improved health. Amy, will you do that too? Okay.
There you go. Pictures taken, people. Yeah. Stand by. Yeah. We'll get back to the music in a minute.
Yes. All right. And you know right what? There. It's dry now, so this is a good
thing. Yeah, it's perfect. Yeah, the skies are opening up, and we're starting to get some nice sunshine here. Yeah.
Thank you, Amy. Okay. Yeah. All right. With that, we are going to go into some more songs here. And we mentioned Amble has been rated the honor of RTE's Band of the Year. And I say prize was Song of the Year, but it's School Days, our Schoolyard Days. We're going to hear that song. And then we're going to follow it with the Irish Wedding Song by Andy Cooney for all those folks that are out there going to get married and or are married on that very special day, your wedding day.
Take me back to the schoolyard days, rosy ring a ring. And all to be schoolboys again, live oh, we would sing. Two birds on a telephone wire, long grass we would lie. My brother, those days are gone. So go on down, go fly, go fly, go fly. Telephone wire, bell rings, it's your time. My brother, those days are gone. So go on now, go fly, go fly, go fly.
May God bless them. this couple who married today. May they find peace of mind comes to all who are kind. May the rough times ahead become triumphs in time. And may their children be happy each day. May God bless this family that started today. As they go, may they know every love that was shown. And as life gets shorter, may their feelings grow. Wherever they travel, wherever they stay, may God bless this couple who married today. In good times and bad times, in sickness and health, may they know that riches are not needed for wealth. Help them face problems they'll meet on their way. May God bless this couple who married today. Oh, may God bless this couple who married today.
That Andy Cooney, it was going to be, or Father Brendan McCarrick is going with the tour that Andy Cooney has been doing for years to Medjugorje in October. If you're interested, check out the Palatine House to get the information. And also, I wanted to send this out to all that are getting married this summer. And in particular, this is going to Mallory and I'm going to say Jake that are marrying next week. So congratulations to them. Your family and friends are all looking at you, a nice bridal couple, and wishing you good health and happiness for many, many years. And for all of our anniversary couples and birthdays, I don't have the list handy with me right now. So thank you for tuning in, and we'll give you an extra shout out next week, but hoping you're having a good birthday this week. Oh, and we have a couple dancers here, or someone that looks like he's wearing O'Hare School of Irish Dance. Would you mind talking on the air with me
for
a minute? This is Detroit Irish Radio. And your name is?
Brendan, hello.
Brendan, what's the last name?
Prevost.
Prevost. And have you been on radio before?
No.
Never before. And who do we have here? It looks a little bit like Spider-Man, but also wearing O'Hare School of Irish Dance.
Shane Prevost.
Oh, your brothers?
Yeah.
Excellent. And tell me, did you already perform today for dancing?
Yes, we already did.
You did. And what's your favorite dance?
Probably the treble jig.
Treble jig, that's a pretty hard one. That's nice. And how about you?
Slip jig.
Oh, the slip jigs. So both of you like the jigs.
Yeah.
What about the hornpipe?
Hornpipe is pretty good. Like, it's probably my second favorite.
Okay, how long have you been dancing?
This is my fifth year, I guess.
Oh, nice. Well, congratulations. And do you like going out and dancing for folks?
Yes.
Yeah? Oh, good. I'm going to have to come see you someday. Do you have any dances coming up?
I have the Toledo Fesh.
What is it? Oh, the Toledo Fesh?
Yes. Glass City.
Okay. And those are coming up soon, right?
Yeah. I think they're in August.
In August. Got to be practicing. So you compete. Have you won any medals in the past, or have you been in Fesh?
Yes. I actually just came out of the Toledo Fesh. The Detroit Fesh.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
A few weeks ago.
Yeah, they have it at the beginning of June.
Yeah.
And how did you do there?
I got 2 bronze and a 4th place and didn't place in one of my dances.
Well, that's great. You know, with all the people that you compete against, that's wonderful. We'll wish you many more happy dancing. All right?
Yep.
Thank you very much for stopping by. And you can listen to us on the internet, DetroitIrishRadio.org. All right? Thank you. Sheila Cassidy. Oh, Sheila's here. Come up. We'll get our picture taken. And she'll share with you all the information. What a nice picture with 2 young guys.
I'm going to get the logo.
Oh.
Perfect. Here you go, fellas. Stay right there. Good job. Thank you, Cassidy.
All right.
Thank you, young man.
Thank you. I'd love when young people stop by. Someday you can take over this program for me. All right? Take care. With that, we are going to go into Patty Riley with the Dublin Minstrel. Now we're going to talk about 2 famous Dublin entertainers. Actually, one was not from Dublin, but the first one was the Dublin Minstrel talking about Luke Kelly. The second one is our friend Endon Riley, who's from the here in the festival today. I think he started off at 1 o'clock with a song he wrote, A Dublin Farewell, talking about when Shane McGowan died and the procession through Dublin that day before he went down to Tipperary.
From Dublin streets and roads, all down the years, came great musicians and balladeers. There was a special one, a red-haired minstrel boy, and when he passed away, a city mourned its favorite song. All round the marks and down the quays, the sad news spread to the liberties. The minstrel boy was gone, he'll sing no more, and Luke somehow we know we'll never see lights again. He liked to laugh and sing, he loved a jar, and his songs rang out in mass. Bars. I walk by the old canal near which he used to live. Down Raglan Road I'm sad as he'd so much left to give. All round the markets and down the quay, sad news friend to the liberties. The minstrel boy was gone, he'll sing no more, and Luke somehow we know we'll never see your light. The show is over, the curtain's down, a flame no longer burns in Dublin town. while the Liffey flows. Beneath the Ha'penny Bridge, you'll be remembered, Luke, for all your songs. All around the markets and down the quays, the sad news spread to the liberties. The minstrel boy is gone, he'll sing no more, and look somehow.
The streets were lined with mourners to follow the coach and horses, give the big man a send-off, sing his songs, all the verses. Though everyone was stunned and I surely shed a tear, for a Dublin farewell it came from far and from near. And I overslept and still I had the fright, and I almost missed the bus, but I didn't, did I? And I ran the streets of Dublin like a lover gone astray, as he'd gone to Tipperary, so far, far away. But he was there somewhere, on the ground or in the air, in our ears, eyes, hearts and everywhere. We couldn't see the band, but we could hear them off the walls. You barely heard the tune, but you knew all the words. And phones are in the air as the coach moved on, for the free-born man, the Irish sun. And he was there somewhere, on the ground or in the air, in our ears, eyes, hearts and everywhere. Eddie led us all as we sang every call, a pair of brown eyes and dirty old town, fairy tale of New York, rainy night in Soho. Though we could have stayed all day, the guard said we had to go. And he was there somewhere, on the ground or in the air, in our ears, eyes, hearts and everywhere. Then I tuned an old guitar for a bar of lemon soap, and PJ played a song from Finnegan's Wake. And the TV lads came in to catch take two in Sweeney's Pharmacy, and Shane was there too. Yes, he was there somewhere, on the ground or in the air, in our ears, eyes, hearts and everywhere. It was all over in minutes, might as well have been hours, till I found Kyo's pub and had a hot powers. And it never rained at all, and the music still goes on, with the Art Tank Band and the rising sun. And he was there somewhere, on the ground or in the air, in our ears, eyes, hearts and everywhere. I rambled to St. Anne's to hear carols from the pews, the revenue choir singing their dues. The whole church sang with the grand piano, and in a holy night I swear I heard the Pope. And he was there somewhere, on the ground or in the air, in our ears, eyes, hearts and everywhere. Yes, he's still there somewhere, on the ground or in the air, in our ears, eyes and hearts and everywhere. Our ears, eyes and hearts and
all right. I did make mention that this coming Thursday at the Gaelic League is Take the Mic to Celebrate Bloomsday. It's happening from 6 to 8 p.m. with the doors opening at 5:30. Join John Freeman as the host and make this a memorable night for all of our James Joyce fans. Food will be available for purchase. I know Kevin last week had to announce the name of the sandwich for Sheila. Is it Gorgonzola?
Gorgonzola
sandwiches. We'll eat them. We won't make them, but we'll enjoy them. And we won't be able to, we'll just have the sandwich. Whatever. But I think it's a cheese. And I know in the past, we had a lot of different musicians stay at our home. And they were very easy to please at the end of the night, coming back from the Gaelic League. All they wanted was a cheese and onion sandwich. It's like, so I'm imagining it'll be something as simple as that. Or simple salads, or seed cake, and of course, lots of Guinness. But we look forward to that event. The same night, our young adults have their mixer in the lounge area. There will not be a problem either way. They welcome some of us older folks. We call ourselves the chaperones. But seriously, if there's any of the young folks, that young adults that are coming on out for their every other month mixer at the Gaelic League this coming Thursday, they're more than welcome to come on in and listen to some James Joyce readings and might find something interesting. What it does mean, though, is there's no Irish set dancing class this coming Thursday. We can do two things, but three things, we're pushing it there. So no class this coming Thursday for our Irish set dancers, but they will be back for what will be their last class before summer the following Thursday on the 25th. So keep that in mind. The Irish Music Institute will be doing classes all summer. Just make sure you check in with them to see that they're not off somewhere at a fesh or some festival or music event. But one of the teachers plans to be there. Check out irishmusicinstitute.org. There is the Gaelic League Irish American Club, located at 2068 Michigan Avenue in Corktown, Detroit. And the last thing I want to announce, because this is also coming up soon, is Comedy Night at the Gaelic League with three different comedians, Ned Rice, Andy McFarlane, and Derek Richards, on Friday, June 26th at 7 p.m. And, oh my goodness, we have a couple more people. Do we have someone that wants to talk on the air? Of course you will. This is what happens when you're in this high traffic zone. Before we say goodbye, just say hello.
Hello. Hello from the Motor City Irish Festival. If you haven't been out here yet, you're missing it. So get in your car and come on down.
You still have another three good hours. And that was a message directly from Nora Cassidy, one of the team behind this great festival as well. Thank you so very much,
Thank
Nora.
Thank you, Kathy.
Yeah. God bless. And with that, we have time for a few more songs. This time we are going with our entertainers. Where are we here with? I know we told to cross out some of them. Step It Out Mary with Wake Fire. And I believe they were here last night, but they closed out last night. They might as well be on today. And are we doing Black Murray? Do we have time for that? Okay. Black Murray uses the friggin' jig set, so this is for the dancers and the musicians and not the singers. Go ahead.
Countryman came riding up to her father's gate, mounted on a milk-white stallion, he came at the stroke of eight.
Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, step it out, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, show your legs to the wealthy man, show your legs to the wealthy man.
I village of Kilgory, there's a deep stream running by. They found Mary there at midnight. She had drowned with a soldier boy. In the village there is music. You can hear her father say, "Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Sunday is your wedding day. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Step it out, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Show your legs to the wealthy man. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Step it out, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Show your legs to the wealthy man. Show your legs to the wealthy man."
That was the Black Murray, and they are playing at 4 o'clock today. So have a listen if you're out here. Next up, we have the Creelers with the Galway Races.
As I roll up to Galway Town to see for recreation on the 17th of August, me mind being elevated. There's multitudes of some with their tickets at the station, and my eyes begin to dazzle, not here to see the races. To me whack, ball down, ball diddly idle. There's passengers from Limerick, there's passengers from Kerry, there's passengers from Dublin, all the sportsmen from Tipperary, there's passengers from Archibald and also from Roscommon, and from down in Wexford and up in County Calvin. To me whack, bow down, bow diddly idle. And there you see confession.
and head and raisins, gingerbread and spices to accommodate the ladies, and a finger bean for govin, for kippin' up while you're able to me whack. Ball down, ball diddly, I don't lie. And there you see the gamblers with their thimbles and their garters, there's four in Wheel of Fortune, the 4 and 20 quarters. There you see the pipers and the fiddlers competing, and the nimble-footed dancers, they're chipping upon the daisies. To me whack, full cow, full diddly, I don't lie. There's 500,000 people there of all denominations, there's Catholic and Protestant, and Jew and Presbyterian, yet no animosity, no matter of persuasion, but bulging hospitality, and those are punctuating. To me whack, full cow, full diddly, I don't lie. As I roll up to Galway town to see for recreation on the 17th of August, me mind being elevated, there's multitudes assembled with their tickets at the station, and my eyes begin to dazzle, they're here to see the races. Me whack, fall down, fall diddly, I don't lie. Me whack, fall down, fall diddly, I don't lie. Me whack, fall down, fall diddly, I don't lie.
Okay, we're coming to an end of the show, but not the end of the festival. Come on out and enjoy the last few hours of it. Thank you for tuning in to Detroit Irish Radio. We'll be back in the Gaelic League next Sunday. You can call in and give us some information. But until then, be kind to yourself, be kind to others. Shachtanwaya, give galair. Shia Khan, we're going out with the Dublin set, Up Dubs.